Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.
About 2 weeks ago, I gave three stated goals for the final, 2 months of the calendar year. And Jay and I talked about them here on the air, and I asked him, do you think these things are possible? There were three of them. And I believe, even though we haven't yet set up the after hours holiday Zoom room, that at least that is in the rearview mirror, because we closed the contest on Wednesday morning and producer Jay was going to go through the numbers. So you all were guessing numbers between 1 and 1,000, and we were going to choose the 5 closest, and we'll do a special holiday Zoom room coming up between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Well, between Thanksgiving and wedding. I hate to break it to you, but the week of the wedding, I will be unavailable for a Zoom room. So, producer Jay, have we had the chance? Did you have the chance, because I know this was on you, to go and figure out who had the 5 closest guesses to the number that we chose?
So I have 2 who I know are not going to be beat. The other ones I still have to go through. There's a ton of numbers, but I have 2 who I know right now are in. They're in.
Are we telling people what the number is yet, or?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
So you're worried that people might try to jump on?
It's possible.
Well, no, you can look at the dates, though.
I guess.
Yeah. No, it has to, the cutoff has to be November 15th, 6 a.m. Eastern time. That was the cutoff, because that's when we got off the air on Wednesday morning. And we told you that it would run through the hump show, and that was it. All right, so we're going to invite 5 of you. Wait, I really can't tell people the number?
All right, you can tell the number.
Okay. So I wrote this number down, even as Jay and I were going through, well, we were going through my goals for the rest of the year. And when we got to the after-hours Zoom room, I said to him, okay, I'm going to write down the number now. I'm going to take a photo of it. I'm going to give you this piece of paper. I don't know if he still has the piece of paper, but I texted him. So we both had the number on our phones. To participate in the after-hours Zoom room, you were trying to guess a number as close as possible to, I wish we had a drum roll or just a drum, 346. That was the number. I did see a bunch that were in the threes. I'm assuming that there's a little math involved, which means Jay has to count his fingers because he's not real comfortable with actual math in his head or a calculator for some reason. And so instead, he does the counting on his fingers. So it may take him a little longer. But you're telling me you found 2 answers that were darn close. I'm pretty sure I saw a couple that were within 10 or 15.
Yeah. I mean, there could be more. What I've gone through, I've seen 2.
So in other words, you didn't really go through them yet.
Not all of them, no. Like I said.
Oh, producer Jay. I asked him if he wanted me to do it. No, I'll do it. So we should have that reveal for you by the end of the week.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So that's cool, because that was goal number 1 of the 3 activities I wanted to get done before the end of the year. That was goal number 1. And so again, we'll schedule that after hours Zoom room at your convenience, but we'll do it with a holiday flair, an ugly sweater contest, and between Thanksgiving and December, probably 13th or so. So we're talking about a 2.5-week window-ish. The second goal is to give away a bunch of after-hours swag. And we're already working on that. Jay has brought me a jar. Jay, where did you get this jar? Did you steal it from your mother's cabinet?
No, that was actually packed away. It wasn't like being used for anything.
Packed away where?
In a closet. In like a box.
So you went rummaging through a closet for a jar, but not your own closet for my jar.
No, I looked and I thought I saw. I even looked around the basement where I thought I might have seen it. And I had to shower and get ready for work. So I was like, all right, let me just take this. And I know that this is a jar. I can replace it for the time being.
Notice how Jay waits until the last possible second to look for my jar. I thought you told me it was in your closet. Have you also lost the bottle of pasta sauce?
I haven't seen it. I know it's around. Like these things, it's around.
They don't grow legs and walk away.
It's in there. I know it's in there.
Gosh, as scared as I am to see what's underneath my shed, I would think I'd be even more fearful of seeing what's in your closet. If you can't actually find these two things that you are keeping from me that need to be returned to me. So Jay has given me a jar. I hope it's not precious to his mom because it's now in my possession. Come next week, I will fill this with holiday candy. I may go not just red and green M&Ms like we did last year. I may go a bunch of different holiday candy just for fun. Maybe I'll do gummy bears or gummy worms. Yeah. Actually, we still have to order. I mean, it's the holidays now. I'm going to order without you because Jay sometimes gets overwhelmed with things. So he's busy. So I may go ahead and order the candy without you and we'll fill the jar with candy. I'm not giving it to you this time because I don't trust you. So you're going to have to count it here. It'll disappear. Yeah, nope. You're going to have to count it here. Or I will count it as I put it in.
That might work.
Yep. That's what I'm going to do. So this is how you earn after hours swag. If you're no longer on Survivor Island, and we will have three winners from Survivor Island, you will soon be able to earn after hours swag by guessing the number of pieces of Christmas candy, holiday candy. Thank God we're not doing Halloween here and talking about candy corn. You will be able to guess the amount of holiday candy, specific pieces in the jar. We did this last year and it was a lot of fun. We actually had so many guesses. We were pretty close too. We had a couple that were right on it. So that'll be our second contest leading into the holidays. We'd also wanted to make it a charitable endeavor. We do have a bunch of swag to give away. So if you would like to offer us proof that you've donated to a coat drive or a toy drive or a Christmas fund, something along those lines, we would also be happy to extend you some charity and send you an after hours swag-a-muffin, swag-alicious item. Is swag-alicious a word? Do you
Definitely.
Think it's in the Urban Dictionary?
Absolutely.
Swag-alicious.
Can we look it up?
I do think you should look at it. I don't know how many pieces of swag we have, but I feel like we should give it away before the end of the year. I'm on a swag giveaway trend. I'm on a crusade to give away all the swag.
Swagalicious. When you're so swagger, you need another word for the amount of swag that you have.
Yep, that's a swagalicious. After hours, swagalicious giveaway.
To be one with the swag.
Yep. You have to be one with your swag. If you don't know what swag we're talking about, oh my gosh, when you say a word over and over, it all of a sudden sounds foreign to you. Now swag sounds really foreign to me. I need some Baby Shark music to get it out of my brain. No, I don't. Nope. We promised this would be a Baby Shark free zone.
It's ready, so.
Yeah, he's trying to play Baby Shark, and I can see him. I can see the Baby Sharks moving around in his brain, and I'm warning him, do not make a liar out of me. Anyway, we'll do the Christmas candy jar. We'll let you guess how many pieces of candy, and then we'll give away swag for that, as well as the winners of Survivor Island, which might take us till after the first of the year. And then the last piece of the trifecta, so we can hit the trifecta, is that we'll do one more holiday edition of Ask Amy Anything. So if you want to send your holiday questions, it'll also have an Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle segment or component to it. And so you can send your last minute wedding questions as well. And you can reach producer Jay on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, because that's the name of the show. After Hours. That and Patrick Mahomes. So, Jay, tell me when you're ready. We owe people a big reveal. Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay. This is why I tell producer Jay not to make a liar out of me, because I am a liar in many cases. I tell you we're going to do something, and then I get busy doing other things and I forget. And some of you come back to me and say, wait a minute, what was the answer to the question? Or what was the topic that you teased? And in this case, we asked you to vote. It was a tight race too. We asked you to vote for the next inductee to the After Hours Hall of Fame. This goes back to Friday. And we had four candidates, and Jay, if you have them, let me know, because I want to play all four just for our own amusement. So Jay will get those four racked up and ready to go, and then we'll let you hear them again. But we do have a new inductee to the After Hours Hall of Fame. As I say, very tight race, but certainly one that's worthy of all the ballots that you cast. I was psyched about it. I was kind of bummed because my choice didn't get in, but you guys made a worthy choice. So we'll get to that this hour, I promise. I try to keep my promises. But sometimes, as I say, I run out of real estate. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Another Cleveland Browns fan finding me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Thank you for your compassion. Oh, he says this is devastating. Yeah, it's certainly disappointing. And I would feel like a hammer got dropped on me, because the Browns are playing some of their best football. We know the defense is world class, and they just gotten Deshaun back on the field. And for the second straight year, he's unable to play the entire way through. Completely different circumstances, of course. But there is so much potential and promise, and they're right in the thick of not just a division race, but a playoff race. I hope that the defense allows them to stick around. The defense and the run game. It's a formula that works. It really is. Gosh, it's taunting, too, for those of you who wanted to go back and watch Ravens and Browns from Week 10. It's on NFL Network right now. So thank you for your tweets. Matt calls it devastating. And I've seen a bunch of you on our Facebook page as well, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Now, Jay tells me we have the four candidates. We'll give them to you in order. One of them actually does come from, I don't know, like we'll call it a Hall of Fame wrinkle for QB News, or with QB News. This goes back to when the Colts lost Anthony Richardson.
The Colts are also well coached, and they have Mishua, and Mishua is a very, very confident backup. Very different offense with Mishua, but they'll probably have to play Mishua this week, and Sid Richardson is in the concussion protocol.
Yeah, that's the extended version. So these are not the edited ones, just so you know, Jay. Right, so that's not the edited version, is all I'm saying. So you... Maybe we shouldn't go back and play them all, because
did play the full one for that one.
We did. No, I took off the end because it was dated, because he was talking about concussion protocol, so I took it off the end. Yeah, so we don't need to go back and play them all unless you want to do the quick edit. But for those of you who remember, it was Mike Francesa talking about Gardner Minshew, and those Gardner Minshew-led Colts now have the same record as the Bills.
Very confident backup.
We also gave you Justin Verlander from inside the victorious locker room for the Astros after they advanced to their seventh consecutive American League Championship Series.
Boys, this is one of those seasons, you know, nothing went our f***ing way early. We battled through injuries.
Yeah.
We f***ing grinded. I wasn't even f***ing here. Seventh f***ing time. All right. Don't take that for granted. On seven, everybody pop these motherfuckers. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
So that was another option. One from the world of media, one from Major League Baseball. Then we were inside the mind of Jonathan Allen, of the Washington Commanders until everything that was in his mind just came out of his mouth. His frustration after the Commanders lost to the Giants and only scored 7 points.
They whooped our ass. Plain and simple. Gotta be better. I'm f***ing tired of this. F***ing tired of this. It's been 7 years of the same. Tired of this.
What can you do now going forward to get it turned around?
Get our minds right and get ready to play Philadelphia.
Yeah, so again, not the edited version, but you still get the gist of it. So Jonathan Allen, he didn't just unload on that week, the week that was. Nah, he unloaded on the last 7 years, which is why when people ask me which coaches are on the hot seat, the first one I say is Ron Rivera. Because the Commanders have been stuck in neutral for years. And it's not all their fault. They haven't been able to come up with a single starting quarterback since Kirk Cousins. I mean, they've tried everything. And they kept going back to Taylor Heineke, who's now a Falcon. So it's partly the fact that the front office hasn't been able to find the right option at quarterback. Though Sam Howell, a lot of people are really high on Sam Howell. But they ended up, I don't know if you call it waving the white flag, but they ended up making a very clear indication of what their future plans are at the trade deadline when they sent Montez Sweat to the Bears and they sent Chase Young to the Niners. And I'm not sure if you've heard this, but the Niners actually were not planning on making a deal for Chase until right before the deadline, the Commanders lowered their asking price. That's how badly they wanted to get rid of Chase Young. And it's not a personal thing. It's because they don't want to pay him. And so that's a pretty clear indication of what the Commanders are doing. So for Jonathan Allen, yeah, my response to that would be, man, it's probably going to get worse before it gets better. It was Jonathan Allen and Justin Verlander that gave us the tightest race all the way through. I mean, you guys were making them the top two candidates. And they were neck and neck as I was watching the balloting on Friday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. One more candidate we had, and this is kind of how I just thought of it. Because if you need a wake-up, a pick-me-up, anything like that, Patrick Mahomes will do it as he runs from the tunnel onto the field for any given game.
I came out of the tunnel. I was like, "You're not yelling today. You just feel kind of." I watch every other quarterback run out of the tunnel, and they just run out like this. And then I get up, come out, and I'm like, "Let's go! And then I yell. I get myself more hype.
That's what it sounds like in my head.
I watch.
He is a spaz, but that's why we speak the same language. My mom frequently calls me a spaz. It almost sounds like he's throwing up. I can't decide if I think he might be the Cookie Monster. I know sometimes we compare his voice to Kermit the Frog here, but in that case, he might be the Cookie Monster. So good. Jay, how do we do it? You tell me when you have a drum roll and we will reveal the choice. I voted for Patrick Mahomes, by the way, because I couldn't help it. That was so good. But you have selected one and one inductee only for the After Hours Hall of Fame.
Boys, this is one of those seasons, you know, nothing went our way early. We battled through injuries.
Yeah.
We grinded. I wasn't even here. Seventh time. All right. Don't look that. Don't take that for granted. On seven. Everybody pop these mother. One, two, three. Oh!
You all love Justin Verlander and his rant post ALDS.
We grinded. I wasn't even here.
That's the best part. It's like, we did this. We did that. I wasn't even bleeping here.
Seven times.
And yes, he was there for all seven. That's the crazy part. Twice he got traded to the Astros at the deadline. He was there for number one and he was there for number seven. And who
battled
knows?
Through injuries. Yeah.
He may be there for number eight. It's just from the category of you can't make this stuff up. So I apologize for the delay in getting you the winner of the After Hours Hall of Fame. I don't always believe that it's better late than never, but in this case, you deserved it. Better late than never. That doesn't apply, actually, to sending in your guesses for a number between 1 and 1,000. That ship has already sailed. But we will give you the After Hours Holiday Candy Jar and let you guess for a chance to win swag. Swag.
Misha.
That has nothing to do with swag. Misha has no swag. Misha has no chill, and he has no swag.
Very confident backup.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Coming up, Draymond Green. I told you he was going to hear from the NBA.
It's time to talk about Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Starting at under $1 a day, you can get whisker-to-tail protection with a plan as unique as your cat. Sorry, dogs. This customizable coverage is exclusively for feline friends. Learn more at felixcatinsurance.com. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it? Meow.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Get the best workout with the best-kept secret in fitness. Hydro, the state-of-the-art at-home rower. Hydro engages 86% of your muscles, delivering the ultimate full-body workout in just 20 minutes. From advanced to beginner, Hydro has over 4,000 classes that are shot all over the world and are taught by Olympians and world-class athletes. For a 30-day risk-free trial with free standard shipping, go to Hydro.com and use code FIT500 to save up to $500. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT500.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
On CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
And Edwards will take a dribble, take a three straight on, no good. Draymond, defensive rebound. Leaves it for Paul down the right side. And now McDaniels and Klay Thompson get tangled up. And now Draymond gets in there to hug Gobert away in a headlock. And we've got a scramble. We have security people on the floor. Coaches flying all over the place. Klay Thompson gets pulled aside by Chris Paul. Draymond and Gobert get separated. Well, Draymond went after Gobert as if he saw Gobert do something. And Gobert now pointing and gesturing in Draymond's direction. John Murray, Warriors security extraordinaire, is over there. Yeah, Clay's
Clay
jersey is ripped.
Jersey.
And here we are, a minute and 43 in.
This is Klay Thompson, four-time champion with the Golden State Warriors. You're listening to one of the best shows in America, After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah! Thank you, Klay. On my mom's birthday, I played that for her. At some point, I will put it up. I'm waiting for the opportune moment. Maybe after Klay has a massive game. Maybe after he hits a game-winning shot this year. Maybe after they win more than 10 games on the road. Something along those lines. I will share that liner on our social media so that people have it and can hear it over and over again. But yes, for my mom's birthday.
Makes you feel really good.
For my mom's birthday, I played that for her because Klay Thompson is one of her favorites in the NBA. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Tim Roy with the Warriors version of the skirmish that took place before any points were scored in the game in the Bay Area on Tuesday night. Warriors hosting the Timberwolves. I'm telling you, it's the edginess of this in-season tournament. That's it. Guys are so hyped over the in-season tournament. Emotions are running so high, it might as well be the NBA Western Conference Finals. It's that big. The NBA didn't waste any time in suspending Draymond Green for 5 games without pay. 5 games without pay for, quote, escalating an on-court altercation. Now, remember, he was ejected, but so were Klay Thompson and Jaden McDaniels. Those were the two who had grabbed each other's jerseys, were spinning each other around like a whirling dervish, who refused to let go, and ultimately who had their arms flailing about as well. Rudy Gobert tried to break the two up, and in doing so, kind of had an arm cuffed around Klay's ear and jaw. Klay took exception to that. He shoves him, kind of tries to get away from him, and meanwhile, Draymond Green comes flying in from the other side and grabs Gobert around the neck, essentially puts him in a headlock. Or the term that the NBA uses, forcibly grabbing Rudy Gobert in an unsportsmanlike and dangerous manner. And that part I agree with. That was the statement from Joe Dumars. I agree with the fact that it was dangerous when he dragged him away. And Gobert actually buckled at the knees and was getting pulled down by Draymond Green, and Draymond refused to let go of him. It's one thing if you get him off your teammate. Okay, you got him off your teammate. That, I would say, is part of defending your guy, making sure that he doesn't hurt Klay Thompson. But when you don't let go of Gobert, even when you're 5, 6, 7, 8 steps away from the skirmish, you don't let go of him for a good 5 seconds, close to 10 seconds now, well, then that's a problem. And I told you, Draymond's repeat offender status was going to bite him in the ass, and it absolutely did. So according to Dumars, his history of unsportsmanlike conduct played a role in the length of the suspension, which is 5 games. Thompson and McDaniels were fined, as was Rudy Gobert. So Gobert did get fined, though nothing happened to him during the game. And according to the pool reporter, remember the crew chief spoke to, I think it was Anthony Slater from The Athletic, and he said he thought Gobert was in the role of peacemaker. But Gobert did get fined. After the fact, the NBA fined those 3 guys, but it's Draymond who will miss the next 5 games, including one against Wemby. You know that he was going to want to match up and go toe-to-toe with Wemby. That seems harsh to me when no one else got suspended. And I don't think anybody should have gotten suspended. But I assume that Draymond would because of, again, the excessive nature of what he did, but also because he's run amok and afoul of the NBA in the past. So yeah, it's clear that the league is attempting to send him a message early in this season. The more that you engage in this extracurricular activity, the more punitive the discipline will become. The heavier the hand, the more you defy the rules and the more you take liberties and the more you put teammates, or that was in the case of Jordan Poole, although the Warriors handled that. But the more you put other players at risk, even though you've been reprimanded and disciplined over and over again, even though you've been suspended in the past, the more you do this, the heavier the hand will be. And I know we've talked about this before. The Warriors are willing to put up with it, obviously. They believe that, and Steve Kerr was defending him. His teammates in his locker room were defending him because they felt like his actions were warranted based on the fact that he was defending Clay. But even Steve Kerr got into his face when he had an arm around the neck of Rudy Gobert and was like, let go of him, let go of him, let go of him. But Draymond, in the heat of the moment, what did Steve Kerr tell us in the past? This was last year. You really can't get him to calm down. Like, there's not a whole lot you can do when Draymond gets like that. Draymond has a podcast. I don't know if he did it today, but we need to Google that and find out if he's spoken. I have not heard anything from him. I've not seen any quotes from him. Really not heard any quotes from anyone except for Gobert. Now, well, we heard from Jaden McDaniels on Tuesday night, but Gobert said this. Actually, he spoke on Wednesday. Oh, okay. So Jay tells me the audio is really bad. So I'll just read you the quote. Every situation is different, but to me, that was more than just a reaction. That was a personal attack. Me being fine when I was being a peacemaker and I chose to keep my hands up while I was being assaulted. It's shameful, shameful. And I'm going to appeal that fine. See, I disagree with that. I understand he was trying to get Jaden and Clay apart, but I still say a flagrant foul, not a two, but a one, was warranted in his case too, because he had an arm around the jaw and the side of the head and the ear of Clay Thompson, was kind of trying to drag him away like that. So I felt like he had a dangerous move as well, even though it wasn't intentional. He wasn't grabbing around the neck. But often in the NBA, flagrant fouls are assessed for incidental contact to the head and neck. And so Gobert is saying, I was a peacemaker. I don't even deserve a fine. But he called this whole situation personal. And, I mean, you could say Draymond has a personal history with pretty much everyone in the NBA. I feel like that's pretty much his track record. So, yeah, probably a lot of centers and forwards in the league believe that Draymond is personally attacking them. It's part of his repertoire. His resume is, in fact, to try to get inside your head.
You're a clown.
See what I mean? We need some reaction from his own podcast. I wish for him that he would grow up in this area and that he would learn how to control his emotions. Like I said, the Warriors are willing to accept it. The whole facts of life thing, you take the good, you take the bad. Or actually, as I get ready to say my wedding vows, for better or for worse, and richer and poorer, sickness and in health. Sometimes Draymond has a sickness, and the Warriors still love him. He is the heart and soul of their team, but boy, does he put them in the worst possible positions. Going all the way back to, was it the 16 NBA Finals, when he got himself suspended for Game 4? And that series turned when he was suspended in game number 4. And that's the thing. We're not just talking. I know, Marco, you called him an enforcer going back to our last show. Mm-hmm. And there is that role. And I think he embraces that. But he's also one of the best players on the team. And he and Steph Curry they've got a connection that's been forged over years and over thousands of games. So I agree with you that he does take on that role of protector, big brother almost, but I do believe he's also the best defender on the team, and he's the heart and soul in terms of their emotion and their spirit. And when he's not out there, they're a completely different team.
He does all the little things that they need. I mean, they have a lot of, and that's what a basketball team, especially a championship team, and what they've been able to do, they got to have different pieces to do different things. He knows the role that he's supposed to play.
Right.
Defense, facilitate. Don't shoot. Like there's things.
Don't shoot.
And there's things that he needs to do and not need to do. I mean, and he knows his role. And there's nobody else that's going to be able to do that on that team. And he does it well. So yeah, I mean, they're much better when he's playing the role that he plays. I mean, I'll be fair with his track record. I thought he kind of got off light at five games. I thought it would have been worse. I think that would have been in the 3 to 5 range for anybody that would have grabbed somebody in a headlock the way he did. The fact that it was him and he only got 5, I think he should feel pretty lucky. Because I could have easily saw, you know, the league looking at him and going, Draymond, how many times have we done this? 10. And it could have been real easy because that does come into play. It's not like, well, you can't go back into, yeah, you can. Your history comes into play. If you're somebody that is habitual in this regard, then yeah, they're going to punish you further. So all in all, I think 5 games is actually kind of light and it's not going to be that big a deal for the Warriors. I know it's a long season. They can get through 5 games without Draymond Green. It's not ideal, but they'll be able to move on.
And he is kind of an old guy now. He's kind of a gray beard. I suppose this could be the load management thing.
Yeah. If anything, it would actually be better load management later in the season, you know, 50, 60 games in. Now it's not exactly the ideal time when you want to take 5 games off. You've only played, what, 10? So I get that regard. But, you know, it's a long season. They'll recover from this.
On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lauren. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Coming up, we had a couple of impressive individual performances on the hard court, like Dame finding his rhythm with the Milwaukee Bucks, though it seems like every time he's playing, Giannis is not. And when Giannis is playing, he's not. So, you know, it's a good thing they have one star on the court. I'm not sure that's how they drew it up. But, yeah, they're like ships passing in the night. And then Celtics and Sixers.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
No, you don't have to buy custom window treatments in person because Blinds.com invented a better way. Blinds.com is 100% online, so there's no showroom markups or waiting hours for quotes from pushy salespeople. A Blinds.com designer helped me pick the perfect style for free.
Looking at your room, I think Wovenwood would look amazing.
Oh, and Blinds.com shipped free samples right to my door. You can DIY or book a pro like I did with just one click.
All done.
I got exactly what I wanted. And best of all, everything's covered with the Blinds.com 100% satisfaction guarantee. I would have paid more to make it this easy, but with Blinds.com, I paid less. Way less.
There's a better way. Shop and save 40% site-wide plus doorbuster deals at Blinds.com's Black Friday Early Access Sale happening now. 40% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
They go toe-to-toe in Philadelphia.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
The lineup for the Bucks goes Lopez, Middleton, Lillard, Beasley. Here's a three-pointer from Lillard in the corner, and he picks up right where he left off in the first half as he drills it. Bucks led by 23 at halftime. They trailed it by 22 last time he played. Lillard knifes his way right through the teeth of the defense and lays it in with a left hand on the reverse side of the rim. Lillard, long three straight on, and he buries it from about 8 steps behind the arc. Is it safe to say Dame is back? Lillard wants his shot, goes right at Poeltl, puts the shot up and in with a left hand. Thought he got fouled too. Dame inflicting damage despite the fact he's going against the 7'1" Jakob Poeltl out of Austria. Lillard's got 37 now for the Bucks through 3 quarters.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
on the Bucks Radio Network. We may not get Giannis and Dame. In fact, they may be the same person. Who knows? We never spot them together. We may not get Giannis and Dame together on the court. I'm sure this is not quite what the Bucks had in mind when they traded for Damian Lillard and traded away some of their key pieces like P.J. Tucker. Well, P.J. Tucker actually went from Miami, I guess, but traded away Drew Holiday, which was a big deal to go to the Celtics. And, of course, he's already thriving there. But Damian Lillard finding his groove, 37 points and 13 assists as they went on the road north of the border.
The situation just was right for it. You know what I mean? Giannis not playing, I knew I would have more responsibility. I knew I would have to be more aggressive and kind of assert myself from a playmaking and scoring standpoint. And last time we came here, they kind of blitzed us to start the game. So I wanted to, you know, from the tip, I wanted to assert myself in that way and just dive right into the game instead of waiting. And, you know, I was able to get it going.
That's the Dame we all know. It was great to see him in a good rhythm, comfortable out there, and leading the team. You know, he did a great job leading us offensively, making sure everyone was in their spots, getting people involved, and just being himself.
That voice of Brooks Lopez. Yeah, they definitely have assumed more of the personality of Dame, and they're trying to feed him. They're trying to find shots for him because he's a rhythm shooter, right? Once he gets into a rhythm, watch out. It's lights out. The issue is that he's missed a couple of games. Giannis has missed a couple of games. As I say, they may actually be, it may be a Clark Kent Superman situation, or let's see, who else could we? Trying to think of who's, oh, Peter Parker and Spider-Man. It could be alter ego situations here because we don't actually ever see them in the same place at the same time. When I was a kid, no joke, when I was a kid and I first discovered Batman and Spider-Man, Wonder Woman too, she was my favorite. The original, Linda Carter, she's awesome. I had a chance to meet her at the Gracie Awards in LA a few years ago. Anyway, that has nothing to do with this. I used to wonder, like out loud, I would ask my mom, how come no one realizes that they look exactly alike? That's the question I would ask my mom. Like, why doesn't anyone understand that that they look exactly alike?
No, don't worry about that.
It's like, why doesn't anyone understand that Santa Claus only appears on Christmas and no one's allowed to see him? We never actually see him eating the cookies.
How many times I tried to stay up when I was younger?
Of course.
Every year.
Did they make you go to bed or you just couldn't stay awake?
I usually just couldn't stay awake because we would put out the cookies, put out the milk, you know, do the whole nine yards. And then I would, me and my sisters, we'd be like, oh, like this year we'll get them. We're going to get them. Like, you keep me up, I'll keep you up. And then like by 12 o'clock, we're out. We wake up and like they're taking, you know, my parents took a bite of it or whatever. And we're like, we missed them.
Yep, but there's a reason why you never see your dad and Santa Claus in the same place.
That is very true.
That's Giannis and Dame. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. As I say, though, they're already assuming some of the identity of Dame. I like the toughness. We know Drew Holiday was a great leader. Dame brings a different level of experience, I think a different level of ability, and so they certainly follow him.
That team can go out there and beat somebody by 20 as they were tonight. And we didn't have our best player either. So, I mean, we weren't looking at who's not playing or any of that. We had to come out and, you know, the last time they blitzed us and we had to come out here and set the tone and be aggressive, be physical, and, you know, stand our ground and try to win the game. We did that.
Okay, legit question here. Jay, I need you to answer me. When Dame says our best player, do you think in his mind he really believes that Giannis is the best player on the team? Or does he say that because that's what you say and he actually believes he's the best player on the team?
That's a good question. I think
rhetorical, of course, because we don't really have an answer, but
I think that he believes, or he should believe, that he's as good as Giannis is. But I think that he knows and has that respect there, like to say that, to know that this is Giannis' team, this is Giannis' city, I haven't done anything here yet. But
true. He's got a ring.
Right.
He's got an MVP.
Right. So I think that's just a respect factor where this is Giannis' team. I'm just here to help him. But that was an
to
example
help
of him.
I'm just
up.
Here to be his running mate. Oh, come
for
on.
For now, maybe.
I'm going to take the lay of the land first before I take over.
Right. But he's got to you know, earn his keep, and then he'll have his Bucks moment soon.
Do you ever earn your keep with these types of contracts? True. If you win a championship, you do. Your franchise makes buku bucks off you if you win a title, which is why Tom Brady, who was never the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, was always worth his weight in gold. They could have made him the highest paid QB forever. Same thing with Steph Curry, if we're using a basketball example. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, you pay those dudes because they not only have made the Warriors one of the most popular teams in the world, but they have built a new stadium, for heaven's sakes. They moved from Oakland to San Francisco on the strength of all the money they make with merchandising and tickets and everything else. I mean, they're worth all the money that the owner, the Lacob family, wants to pay them.
They've changed the franchise.
Absolutely. The franchise is now one of the most iconic in the NBA, for sure. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. If you didn't know, now you know, I did go back and I answered a bunch of your Ask Amy questions on Facebook. I didn't have a chance to get to all the ones on Twitter yet, but I swear that I will. So that'll do sometime over the course of the next 24 hours or so. Just gets busy when it's just Jay and I who are doing all the social media. Now, coming up next hour, we'll get to your first edition of QB News. We kind of have to break it up because always on Wednesdays, the quarterbacks speak. And as we know, there's yet another starting quarterback who is gone for the season. So we'll get to that. Did you hear this strange? Well, it's not strange, but it's intriguing. Dramatic, of course. Out of New York, where Giancarlo Stanton's agent. Now, keep in mind, Stanton has a no trade clause. He cannot be traded without his permission. There's far too many of those in Major League Baseball. But his agent came out and warned other potential free agents about making a move to the Yankees. All I could think was, I wonder if Shohei Ohtani is paying attention to that. You know, because he's not from the United States of America. But the thing is, he's already an international global superstar, so maybe it wouldn't flummox him. But yeah, we'll explain coming up next hour. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat. When one of the guests is found dead, Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
Maybe you're still new to this whole EV thing, but those range fears? Turns out your all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 gets you to work and back all week on a single charge. And now every Ioniq 5 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit. When it comes to embracing change, we're thinking of every mile. Hyundai, it's your journey. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2023 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions, and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities in select states only.
This holiday season, give concert and comedy tickets to their favorite artists. Choose from thousands of the hottest upcoming shows. Plus, other great gifts for every fan on your list, like VIP packages, artist merch, gift cards, and more. You can also ask for concert and comedy tickets with a Live Nation wish list. Just sign in, add your favorite shows, and share with friends and family. Get what you really want this year and gift the unforgettable at LiveNation.com/gifts. That's LiveNation.com/gifts.